Hundreds of the border border riders on Wednesday morning staged a peaceful protest in the town and proceeded to the state secretariat, where they launched a verbal complaint to the authorities demanding lifting of the restrictions on their businesses. The COVID-19 High-Level Task Force Committee imposed a nationwide restrictions on the border border business, including the sales of non-food items, suspending interstate movements, among others, as part of the measures to prevent the spread of the disease. The cyclists said their families are faced with hunger as a result of banning border border riders from carrying passengers, since the business is what they depend on for survival.
Border border se revit ordino we have said in a vibet we have baklo yal al vibet wala kan fino san vibet wala kan zato fi osora al vibet.
The border border business is only means of survival to us and our families here in Torit. We know that the coronavirus is dangerous, that kills human being. Our coming here is to give our grievances. What is helping us in Torit is the border border business. If you allow us to carry on with this business, it will support our families.
When they stop us from carrying passengers, we started facing a lot of difficulties in our families. If you want to buy something from the market, it is very hard because there is no money. All of us are from different areas. Others are coming from Magui, others Ketire, and other counties. Also, if we are to carry only food items to our customers, we don't know where they live. It is very hard to locate their homes, and also they don't buy these items every day, which is making it difficult for us to earn money.
Our complaint to you, the government, is that we know this disease, the COVID-19, but also the disease is creating poverty to us. We cannot take care of our children because we only depend on the border border business. We have come here to listen from you to give us the directives.
The deputy chairperson of civil society in Eastern Equatoria State, Flora Sebit, appealed to the government to initiate alternative means to help safeguard the cyclists against COVID-19. She said use of face masks for both rider and passenger will protect them from contracting the disease.
The majority of youth, they are depending on border border. And this is the good way of them to get money, because they are helping their families and they are helping the entire community. The issue of corona or the COVID-19 has effect. If the border border person carries someone, it has effect. But we have been suggesting, like, why don't the government put some measures? If you are carrying someone, all of you should cover your mouth and the nose, so that if you want to sneeze, you sneeze inside. So this is the approach supposed to be put in place in order for other people not to be affected.
Secretary General in the defunct Toriti State, Emmanuel Ochiti Otaviano, assured the Border Border Union in the state to remain calm as efforts are underway to escalate their demands to the national level.
Your work is very important to the community, and there is already a problem in different families that depends on the border border business. I encourage you in future to send few representatives to come and raise your issues to the authorities. We heard your concern. We will escalate it to the high level task force in Juba to address it. It is not only you, the border border people alone. Even the tea sellers, the traders who are dealing in non-food items are facing difficulties.
The high-level task force on the coronavirus is set to announce new measures that would tighten the COVID-19 preventive measures as the country cases are increasing. Okello James reporting from Torit.